Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the USA Audio Network. It is day 21 of April 2023. My name is Lee Elsie. First hour on Fridays. Wayne is currently in the training room getting a rub down, getting a little ice pack, getting a little heat on the back, getting all loosey-goosey to deliver the hard-hitting conservative talk radio in exactly 60 minutes. He's all fired up. He's about to become an Oakland A fan when they flip the switch and move from Oakland to Las Vegas. Christopher, speaking of Oakland A fans, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. No, he's not an Oakland A fan. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's a Texas Ranger fan. No, I'm just making that up. I know he's a Yankee fan. Anyway, I'm just bothering him. He is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go on this Friday afternoon / evening. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I was looking over some end-of-the-world scenarios. Like, what would eventually cause us to fall into the ocean, to become the modern-day Atlantis, to disappear into the abyss? Well, there are 5 different categories that you can look at, that you can zero in on, that are good indicators as to how much time we actually have left. The first thing, of course, is economics. If you look at the history of not just this country, but the history of economics around the globe, it's always the same thing. There's an arc to all of these civilizations that crash and burn. Eventually, the idea is once you get to a point where you are either printing more money or borrowing more money than you could ever think to pay back, the collapse begins. And we are certainly there. We are at that point and beyond. So that economic bubble, that piper, will eventually have to be paid somewhere along the line. Might not be right now during your lifetime. You might be able to skate. You might live in a time of great prosperity or some facsimile thereof. But in a general sense of the idea, eventually you're going to run out of money. And a telling indicator is whether or not some of these other nations, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, decide not to use the dollar anymore as their basic brick of currency. That's a game changer. So pay close attention to that. Sign number 2, as to whether or not we're circling the drain to go down the tubes, internal conflict. Are we fighting with each other on issues that are either created by man, and therefore they become self-damaging entities, racism, manufactured homophobia, etc., those things that we fight amongst each other about that end up tearing us apart, and really there's no room for that. And I still think much of that is manufactured by the media and the politicians that are in office, because you can't trust any of them ever, and the best way for them to stay in power is to keep us fighting. Category 3 to look at for the ultimate demise of civilization: who's fighting who on a global stage? How big is it? Right now, we've got Russia in a battle with Ukraine. First time we've actually had acts of violence to this magnitude since World War II in Europe. What will the results be of this clash between Ukraine and Russia? Will alliances be built? So far, it seems like there are alliances being built. Us with Ukraine, okay, and us a tightening alliance, I would think, with most of the members of NATO, but not all of them. But certainly, this Russian-China alliance is very concerning, because on the big stage, our big adversary, if we take out nuclear weapons, because Russia has nuclear weapons, India has nuclear weapons, North Korea, Iran will have them soon enough. If you take that out of the equation, the only other superpower that we could butt heads with is China on a global stage. Do you want a Russia/China alliance doing battle with the rest of the world? I don't think anybody wants that. So external conflicts, global conflicts, play a huge role into whether or not a civilization slips away into the sea. The fourth element to look at, a fourth of five to look at, is natural disasters, where the planet actually is health-wise. So, again, most folks on the progressive left think our planet is dying. Most folks on the conservative right say, no, you guys are crazy. Maybe it's someplace in between. You've got to admit that there are some crazy things going on weather-wise. Now, that doesn't mean it's man-made. It just means we're going through a cycle where we're seeing some wild stuff happening. Tornadoes and hurricanes and floods and droughts. And that has an impact on a lot of different things, including your food supply, including travel. So when you're talking about the ultimate fall of a civilization, you've got to look at the natural disasters or natural surrounding entities or bodies playing a role in some of this stuff. And finally, the final piece, if you will, of the ultimate demise of a civilization. Now, keep in mind, I haven't mentioned the moral decay within this country. That is part of it. I'm going to circle back to that in the end, because that is part of the internal conflict that we're facing right now. But the fifth factor in all of this is technology. Every second of every day, technology improves. Like throwing a pebble into a pond, that ripple effect is cascading across society and having direct effects on your life almost every day. So everybody's now talking about artificial intelligence. Okay. Similar to the internet, similar to, let's say, the original cell phones, things evolve and they become more integrated into our everyday lives. If I were to tell you 30 years ago, if you're old enough, that your whole world you'd carry around in your pocket, all the information you need, all the contacts, all your banking information, every single thing that makes you tick would come through your back pocket when you take out your phone and use it to buy something or call someone or text someone or face chat somebody. If I told you that 30 years ago, you'd think I was crazy. What's going to happen 30 years from now? Entirely different set of technological circumstances that most of us can't even imagine what's going to happen. Every day, exponentially, technology is impacting your life. So that will play a role into the survivability of our wonderful, magnificent, experimental civilization that we've all been a part of for the last 245 plus years. All of that is incredibly important. All of the five categories that I've gone over play an impact in this. But let me circle back to what really, really, really is the most important thing, and that's morality. That's your connection to your humanness. Some people will say your connection to God. Okay. But again, in the end, civilizations really fall for a couple of factors, main factors. One is economics, and we covered that. Debt, accumulating debt. The inability to pay that back will eventually knock even the greatest civilization to its knees. But again, even more important than that, if civilizations have a decay in their moral fiber, their fabric, their essence, Romans had it, other great civilizations went through it, and you can make an argument, I can make the argument, we're witnessing it right now in this country, with the over-sexualization of kids, this borderline insane perspective of not recognizing somebody's gender for what it is. Born a male, you are a male. Born a female, you are a female. You can pretend all you want to be something else, but you are not a female if you were born genetically a male. This is not really a debatable issue, but it feeds this immorality, this idea that you can act any way you want without any repercussions. So this moral decay, this lack of common decency, it has taken down cultures in the past. And a combination of that and the other things I've already talked about here in this opening segment, it's certainly something that should be concerning every single red-blooded American citizen who's listening to me right now across this great country. It's not too late. We haven't been pronounced dead. We're in the hospital. We're hooked up to the machines. But we're not dead yet. Just one more election cycle, like 2022, and they'll definitely be calling in the priest to give us our last rites. But we're still alive. We can still fix this, guys. We just have to reconnect with what made us an amazing country for the last 245 years and figure it out as hardworking, red-blooded American citizens. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. The first hour on Fridays, I'm afforded this awesome hour to hang out with you and talk about all kinds of different things here on the USA Audio Network. Wayne will be here in less than 1 hour. I do have a number of great guests, including, and she's coming up next, a Gold Star wife will tell her story on how she came to be a Gold Star wife. And then, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with a retired United States submarine captain. All that coming up right here on the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oh, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, we're back. USA Audio Network. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. I'll be here again at the top of the hour. This is sort of a different conversation, one you probably don't hear too much of on the radio anymore. But joining me right now, she represents a group of people who are the backbone of this country. Her name is Kathy Cardona. She is a surviving spouse of Ronald William Cardona, and she represents the Gold Star Wives of America. She's actually the New England Regional President of the Connecticut Chapter. And I got her on today to tell her story. So, Kathy, tell your story. Where does it begin?
Well, when I was 17 years old, I had a boy that I was absolutely adored. I met him at church camp, and we became very, very close. And one day, he knocked on my door and said, "I'm going in the service." And I was very upset. But he did. He came back, came out of his car. This is the Vietnam era. He got out of boot camp, and before he reached my house, somebody dragged him out of the car at a stoplight and beat the ever-living everything out of him.
Hmm.
He ended up in the hospital and was told after that to never wear his uniform stateside. Isn't that awful?
Terrible.
Anyway, so at Christmas time, he came in and said, I'm going to Vietnam. And I said, "This is exactly why I told you not to go into service." You know, the whole 17-year-old.
Sure.
Screaming fits that teenage girls have. And he said, "But wait, I want you to marry me before I go." "I can't marry you. I'm 17 years old." We went to New Hampshire, where the legal age to be married is 13, and we got married. Nobody ever knew. We didn't tell anybody, and off he went to Vietnam. 6 months later, he's dead. Killed in action. I get the knock on the door. In fact, I didn't even get the knock on the door. My girlfriend came and said, do you remember that kid, Ron Cardona, that we went to camp with?
Mm.
I said, yeah. He said, I got a call from the Department of the Army, and they said that he told them to call me. This is my best friend.
Right.
So he told them to call her so that I wouldn't hear by myself. Anyway, that made me a Gold Star wife at the age of 18 because it was my 18th birthday.
Wow.
But the story doesn't stop there because I remarried one of his friends, and you're not allowed to remarry. If you're a Gold Star wife and you want to keep any benefits, you're not allowed to remarry until you're 57 years old, which is one of the things, though. We've changed it now to 55, but we're still trying to change it so that, I mean, think of who's been in war recently. You're not talking old ladies who are in their 60s and 70s anymore.
Right.
You're talking about post 9/11. You're talking about there are 2,000 troops a day going over to Iraq now. You've got young women and men now who are going off to serve our country and coming back with some pretty severe injuries that if they had been back in my era, they would have died on the battlefield. If they had been World War II, they would have died on the battlefield. They're not dying on the battlefield anymore. We've got technology now that saves them and replaces their limbs, etc. But we don't have anything that can address PTSD, which oftentimes, most times, leads to substance abuse, which we know at least 22 a day are committing suicide because of these things.
Right. Well, Kathy, it's really great. I wish we had more time, but I have a guest coming up after you. No, I'm serious. Yeah, I'm sure you've got some amazing stories. We'll have to do this again somewhere along the line down the road. Is there any events going on that folks who may want to learn more about your organization, or is there a website they can go to so folks can come
see? Yes, absolutely. Gold Star Wives of America, Inc. We have a website. We also have Connecticut Gold Star Wives, which is my website.
Okay.
And they can always email me, star7551@AOL.com.
Okay. As I said in the beginning of this conversation, the absolute backbone of the country are the men and women who fight for it, and in particular, the women who stand behind some of these men when they go off to battle and they don't come home. So the Gold Star Wives of America. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. There is quite a bit of anticipation on how the Supreme Court will rule on an abortion drug. Skip Kelly has the details.
results. The decision on the commonly used abortion pill should be ready before the end of the day, according to the High Court. It is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. Justice Samuel Alito issued the temporary stay on Wednesday, ensuring that mifepristone would remain widely available while the Supreme Court decides whether to grant a formal stay.
Wall Street is closing slightly higher to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 22 points to 33,808. The S&P 500 added 3 points to 4133. The NASDAQ rose 12 points to 12,072. The threat of severe weather headed to the south, midwest, and northeast today. Dave Collins, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root is your host with the most. My name is Lee Elsie. You can follow me online, leeelsie.com. leeelsieradio@gmail.com is my email. Special guest joining me right now, former United States Navy submarine captain. That means this gentleman, at one point in time in his career, was one of the most powerful men on the planet. Let's welcome Jim Nault. Jim, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on again.
Quickly, just tell everybody a little bit about your background and the website that you're here to talk about today.
Yeah, so after I retired from the Navy about 15 years ago, I went to law school, of all things, got my law degree, was a litigator for quite some time, worked up in Hartford, worked for a couple of federal judges, and just recently I joined this outfit called Legal Insurrection. And it is kind of a two-headed beast. One side, there's a website, a blog that everybody should read called LegalInsurrection.com. You can go there. There's a lot of hard-hitting news analysis, what's going on with the current administration. I think a lot of people would find that very enlightening. The other piece that just started recently is Legal Insurrection is now a foundation, so it's a nonprofit. And that foundation has started an outfit called the Equal Protection Project. And the Equal Protection Project is, which you can find at equalprotect.org, is an outfit that basically looks in and does investigations into blatant racism, which we are finding is cropping up more and more these days, sometimes under the facade of something people may have heard of called equity. As you know, the Constitution, 14th Amendment, says no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. The Civil Rights Act said that, no person can be discriminated against by any entity that receives any federal funding. And for decades, that hasn't been an issue since Brown versus Board of Education back in the 50s. You know, schools were desegregated. You know, nobody would dare discriminate. But these days, we're finding that that is happening more and more now. For instance, just to give you three examples real quick. Providence School District in Providence, Rhode Island, has a program, great program, for new teachers. You get hired on as a teacher in the Providence Public School District, they will pay your student loans off. Whatever student loans you've incurred, they'll pay them off.
All right.
There's only one catch. You can't be white.
Is that real?
That is real. And we have filed a complaint with the Rhode Island Human Rights Commission. They actually referred our complaint to the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission, who is now reviewing our complaint. And they will.
That's how it's written?
That's how it's written. And it's all over their website, and they are very proud of this program.
Wow.
And so the EEOC will either shut the program down or they'll tell us, hey, you know, you may have a case here. We're too busy. You handle it. In which case we will, the Equal Protection Project will take action. And our motto is investigate, educate, and litigate.
Okay.
And so we'll do whatever it takes to shut this down because it's blatantly unconstitutional, we think.
Yeah.
And, we'll see if a court agrees with us, which we think they will.
Is that the whole state of Rhode Island or just
Providence Public School District?
Okay.
Another example, Albany Public Library.
Yeah.
Which is an entity of the city of Albany,
right,
which last year got $81 million in federal funding.
Okay.
They have an intern program. Every year they hire two interns under this special library intern program, people that just graduated from graduate library programs around the country.
Okay.
Open to everybody, unless you're white. So we have just sent them a letter, a cease and desist letter, basically explaining to them why this is improper.
Right.
And we're meeting with them later this week, actually, to discuss it.
Is that how it's... I keep going back to this, but I'm trying to sort of grasp it in the big picture because I know listeners out there are probably furious. Black and white listeners, I would think, are furious because they should be. Is the terminology written where don't come and be part of this if you're white?
No. So this is, in both instances, these are all you know, the facilities are open to everybody. Yeah. You know, schools are open to everybody, obviously. It's just you're seeing these specific programs crop up.
Right.
That are seemingly blatantly discriminatory.
Okay.
And so that's what we're investigating. And then there's another one in Missouri, of all places. Missouri State University has a business school. And as part of their business school, they do small business accelerator programs. So if you have a small business, you start a website or whatever, you want to go in, they can do marketing for you. They'll show you how to build your website, do all this kind of stuff. You just can't be white. And so we sent a letter to the Missouri Attorney General, and hopefully he will take action on that. And, you know, the other thing that we say is, you know, the remedy for racism is never more racism.
Of course.
And so we are going to look into that. And in the, I should make one final point. You know, we would be happy and will fight any kind of racism.
Right.
It is not, you know, we're not only doing this for one group. If we find it against anyone, anywhere, anytime in the United States of America, we'll take action.
Are you still finding that? We have, you know, I feel calls on this show all the time about how there's racism still out there. And it would be ignorant to think that there aren't people out there who are racist still to this day. But I've always believed this, that as every day passes, racism is slowly being eliminated. The culture is changing radically for the better. Do you run into a lot of racism challenges across the country right now with your group?
Well, as I mentioned, those three examples, I think, are clearly there.
Right.
And we're afraid that they're just the tip of the iceberg. And
but even flip it around. I mean, most people think when they think of racism, they think, all right, someone's discriminatory against the black person or an Asian person or, you know, Hispanic. Are you running into that still out there?
Well, there was just there is actually a United States Supreme Court case that's pending right now against Harvard University and the University of North Carolina, where they were, you know, the big fight is over whether they can use race for admissions.
Right.
And the evidence, I was just looking at this earlier this week, the evidence seems to be pretty compelling that Harvard, and, you know, we'll see what the Supreme Court says. So,
right.
You know, guys smarter than me seem to be penalizing Asian Americans who were applying to Harvard.
Yeah, too smart, I guess. All right, what website do you want to drive folks to learn about the racism aspect?
They go to equalprotect.org.
Okay. And the other website that you're here to talk a little bit about is Legal Insurrection. Tell folks a little bit more in detail about that.
So Legal Insurrection is a blog that's been around for 15 years. I do a lot of military posting on that. And one of the things that I've been looking into pretty extensively is the aid that we've given to Ukraine over the last year. And when you look at the numbers, well, there's a couple pieces to it, but just to look at some of the raw numbers, we've given over $46 billion in military aid to Ukraine so far, over $76 billion total with humanitarian aid and financial assistance. And I wanted to dial in, if we have time, to go into the actual some of the weapons that we've given to Ukraine.
Yeah, please do.
So we've given Ukraine over 1.5 million rounds of 155-millimeter howitzer ammunition. We've given them over 1,600 Stinger anti-air missiles, representing, by the way, over one-third of our active inventory of Stinger missiles. We've given them over 8,500 Javelin anti-tank missiles, which also represents over one-third of our active frontline inventory of Javelin anti-tank missiles, over 5,200 Excalibur precision anti-tank missiles. And here's the kicker. To replace those Stinger missiles in our inventory, it's going to take over 13 years to replace that. Over 7 years for the Excalibur missile, over 5 years for the Javelin missile, and 3 to 4 years for the howitzer rounds. And, you know, this isn't just me talking about this. I mean, independent, very smart military analysts, and I quote these in the two articles that I wrote on legalinsurrection.com, have called this, quote, insufficient, you know, our munition stockpiles, quote, precarious, quote, dangerous, and even two Biden administration officials, one called it uncomfortably low, and the other one said that it's not a critical issue for us right now because we're not in a shooting war. But if we were, it would be a critical issue on day one.
Amazing.
I mean, it seems to me that we're kind of putting ourselves at risk, and maybe, you know, and I'm no lover of Vladimir Putin, believe me.
Right.
I'm not sure that there's any justification for him going into Ukraine the way he has. But, you know, we have to kind of balance what we're doing with our own needs,
right,
things like that. And here's the key. if you look at some of the quotes from General Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and some of the other Biden administration officials, he's quoted as saying, we will do, quote, whatever it takes. We will be there for as long as they need us to be. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what if this war lasts another 5 years?
Right.
What if it lasts, who knows how long, 10 years? Like, what are we going to have left? And when you think about this, one of the issues that's come up is the whole Taiwan defense issue that's been in the news a lot lately. Taiwan itself has orders that they are ready, willing, and able to pay for to U.S. defense contractors for $19 billion worth of weapons to defend themselves against the China invasion that they can't get because our defense contractors are so strapped with all the weapons they're trying to make for us to replenish our stockpiles for Ukraine. And the other thing is, there's a lot of strategy going on. You know, how would Taiwan defend itself, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we've pledged to help them do that somehow.
Right.
Well, how are we going to do that? Well, there's this thing called the, I hadn't heard of it until I started digging into this, called the, quote, porcupine strategy. We're not going to send over armored divisions, and we're not going to send over, you know, a million troops. We're going to give them missiles, right? And these missiles are going to be like a porcupine. China tries to invade with the anti-air missiles. They're going to take out all their aircraft. The anti-ship missiles are going to take out their ships. You know, the anti-tank missiles are going to take out any tanks they land. Well, if we give them all to Ukraine, the porcupine is going to be short a few quills.
Right.
You know, so maybe that's not the best strategy.
No, I don't think it is a solid strategy. Joining us here is Jim Nault. He is a former United States submarine captain. Let me hold you over for the break. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthy, your greener made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Raw and unfiltered. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. Special guest joining me here in the studio, as a matter of fact, Jim Nault, United States, retired United States Navy captain. And prior to the break, we were talking about Ukraine and all of the money and the equipment that we've sent over there. You're a smart guy. You're a military guy. If I'm looking at this from 30,000 feet up and I'm thinking to myself, okay, we have elected leaders, we have administrations, we actually have military personnel who are supposed to be smart. So either they're ignorant to this or they are purposely manipulating the system to bring about a downfall of the United States of America. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of them are well-intentioned, they want to help somebody that's been invaded, and, you know, I'm totally good with that. You know, we've provided intelligence assistance around the globe to countries that need it, train their troops. In fact, I'm pretty sure we've done that in Ukraine as well, but I can't speak to the Biden administration people who are pulling the strings motivations. I don't know. Right. They certainly aren't squawking about why they're doing it. But one of the other points I wanted to bring up was think about what we could do in this country with $76 billion. I mean, you think about the veteran homeless problem, sure, and, you know, the drug problem and all of the other things we could fix with that money. And it's, you got to wonder, are we doing the right thing exactly?
Nobody would mortgage their own future or their own security to help out someone else. Like, literally mortgage your own, depleting your resources to the point where you can't defend yourself. No sane person would do that. All right, so let me change gears before we run out of time. I wanted to make sure we got to this transgender issue. You've got an interesting take on it and an interesting look on it. I want you to tell everybody about this.
So I published an article on Monday in legalinsurrection.com that people can go and find. They can just go there and scroll down, or they can put my name in, N-A-U-L-T, and they'll find it. And it was a kind of a disturbing article that I ran across. And I did some more digging and found some more information, and then I found a video. And here's the issue. Four military doctors, I believe they were associated with the Air Force, at Travis Air Force Base, one at Walter Reed, actually, published an article in the American Journal of Public Health.
Right.
And they said that military people who have children, who obviously are seen by military doctors. If those children have any, you know, gender dysmorphia issues, in other words, they are confused about their gender, or they think they're of one gender, but they think maybe they're of another gender, that military doctors should immediately start transgender treatment, puberty blockers and other drugs and other things to help these kids change their gender. And they went so far as to say that any military professional who would, quote, pause that kind of treatment and kind of take a step back and, you know, help the child figure out what they, if they're really serious about that or not, that's unethical. And I'm reading this article, and I'm thinking to myself, geez, I used to be a military parent for, you know, 18 years until my kid went to college, and then, you know, my daughter was delivered by Army doctors. And I'm kind of getting scared by this article, and then I found this video online, as I was digging into this more, of a Navy training that occurred in Bahrain, which is the Navy headquarters in the Middle East.
Right.
And there's this Navy health professional, lady, who gets on stage and she tells the assembled Navy people that they no longer have access to their child's medical record online once their child reaches 12 years old, that the policy's been that way for at least 6 years, and if their child comes into the Navy clinic in Bahrain and tells the people there that they have mental health issues or they have gender issues, that the Navy hospital there is not going to tell the parents. And there's a guy in the video who pipes up and he says, wait, when did this start? I didn't know this.
Right.
And he said that he was furious. And I would be too if I was him. And I have no idea. She claimed that that was, quote, big Navy policy. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what the policy is here at the sub base in Groton.
Right.
But what I would say is that if you're a parent, even if you're a military parent, you need to be watching your military or civilian doctors that treat your kids like a hawk. And you need to talk to them and find out what they're going to disclose to you that your kid tells them and what they won't, if anything. And I'll tell you this. If the Navy policy, when I was raising my daughter, when me and my wife were raising our daughter, was that she could go into the clinic or the Navy hospital and they weren't going to tell me that what problems she had,
right?
Dovetailing this back to these four military doctors who published this in this journal, if they were going to start treating her without telling me,
right?
I would have resigned my officer's commission that day,
right,
if I found out that that was happening. So people need to dig into this,
yeah,
figure out what the policy is, and then do what they think is right for their kids.
Jim Nall, United States submarine captain, retired. You know, you retired prior to the submarine force going co-ed, but let's take it a step further. How would it go if you were the captain of a boat and you had to deal with someone and their gender dysphoria and them being a transgender on board?
I have no idea.
Well, that's an honest answer, and that's all we can ask for. We got to go. James Nall, retired United States Navy captain. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. The one and only Wayne Allen Root has arrived, and he is up after the top of the hour. You guys enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Friday. Thank you, Christopher, down there in Texas. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.